The Counsel of the Wise. As to the books which you, whom I know so little of, should read, there is hardly anything definite that can be said. For one thing, you may be strenuously advised to keep reading. Any good book, any book that is wiser than yourself, will teach you something, a great many things, indirectly and directly, if your mind be open to learn. This old counsel of Johnson's is also good and universally applicable. Read the book you do honestly feel a wish and curiosity to read. The very wish and curiosity indicates that you, then and there, are the person likely to get good of it. Our wishes are presentiments of our capabilities. That is a noble saying, of deep encouragement to all true men, applicable to our wishes and efforts in regard to reading as to other things. Among all the objects that look wonderful or beautiful to you, follow with fresh hope the one which looks wonderfulest, beautifulest. You will gradually find, by various trials, what is for you the wonderfulest, beautifulest, what is your true element and province, and be able to profit by that. Another thing, and only one other, I will say. All books are properly the record of the history of past men. What thoughts past men had in them. What actions past men did. The summary of all books, whatsoever, lies there. It is on this ground that the class of books, specifically named history, can be safely recommended as the basis of all study of books. The preliminary to all right and full understanding of anything we can expect to find in books. Past history, and especially the past history of one's own native country. Everybody may be advised to begin with that. Let him study that faithfully. Innumerable inquiries will branch out from it. It has a broad beaten highway, from which all the country is more or less visible. There traveling, let him choose where he will dwell. Neither let mistakes and wrong directions, of which every man, in his studies and elsewhere, falls into many, discourage you. There is precious instruction to be got by finding that we are wrong. Let a man try faithfully, manfully, to be right. He will grow daily more and more right. It is, at bottom, the condition which all men have to cultivate themselves. Our very walking is an incessant falling, a falling and a catching of ourselves before we come actually to the pavement. It is emblematic of all things a man does. In conclusion, I will remind you that it is not by books alone, or by books chiefly, that a man becomes in all points a man. Study to do faithfully whatsoever thing in your actual situation, there and now, you find either expressly or tacitly laid to your charge. That is your post. Stand in it like a true soldier. Silently devour the many chagrins of it, as all human situations have many, and see your aim, not to quit it without doing all that it, at least, required of you. A man perfects himself by work, much more than by reading. They are a growing kind of men that can wisely combine the two things. Wisely, valiantly, can do what is laid to their hand in their present sphere, and prepare themselves, withal for doing other wider things, if such lie before them.